This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Members of Colorado's Jewish and Palestinian communities are reacting to the deadly attack on Israel from Gaza militant group Hamas over the weekend. Jewish Colorado's Dan Lesham says he's been trying to support Jewish people in Colorado while trying to ascertain the safety of his family in Israel.
Most of my family lives in Israel, and so yesterday morning was mostly phone calls to relatives to find out how everyone's doing and sort of what the conditions of their hiding and sheltering is.
Abdullah Ilaga, an organizer with the Colorado-Palestine Coalition originally from Gaza, held a rally to raise awareness about conditions in Palestine.
We were trying to kind of give a different perspective on the issue since everyone else seems to be framing it in the way that this all happened in a vacuum and Palestinians are horrible people who just want violence. That's not true.
Reports from the Middle East say hundreds are dead and thousands are injured in the initial missile strikes and the subsequent conflict. Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper has signed on to a bill to replace Columbus Day with Indigenous Peoples Day on the federal calendar. Democratic lawmakers have introduced the proposal multiple times in recent years, but it has not advanced. In a statement, Hickenlooper said Indigenous Peoples Day is a chance to recognize the rich cultures of the nation's tribes and the historic injustices against them. You're now listening to CPR News. Coming up, we'll continue with All Things Considered. Thank you for staying here.